quickly. He wished for adventure, for a break from the drudgery. He wanted to ride aboard the Greenpeace ship and blockade whaling boats. He wanted to join Earth first and be an eco-terrorist. He daydreamed about being the Indiana Jones of the ecological crusade, the hordes of the corporations that enslaved man and destroyed the Earth, desperate to stop his message of redemption. He didn't want to just put one foot in front of the other and be a cog in the wheel that crushed the human spirit. He wanted to make a difference, to be someone that mattered to the generations that came after him. Yet here he was, sorting mail all night long and heading home to sleep the day away. At least this was the end of his work week. Now he had 3 days off to live life. The light rail came to a stop. The doors slid open, and the throngs exited the cars, most headed to their day job. After the people had exited, he walked onto the MAX and found a seat facing away from where the rising sun would peek over the horizon. He was tired after a 10-hour shift, and direct sunlight made his eyes hurt. It was one of the dangers of working the night shift. Paul pulled the hood of his rain jacket up over his head to help shield his face from the sun when it showed and settled in for the 50-minute ride downtown to the MAX station nearest his apartment. He paid a lot to live downtown, but everything he needed on a daily basis was within a 7-block radius. Downtown was also where the counterculture people hung out. The people that society deemed fringe or socially undesirable. Those were his people, his tribe. It was still mostly dark out, and many of them would be headed to the mission for breakfast. By the time he got downtown, his weekly paycheck would be in his bank account. He decided that he would splurge on breakfast at Starbucks. He could sit at the table outside and check his email. Maybe Marie would be online. He wanted to ask her if she was going to the Roxy tonight. If she were headed there, that meant she would be at one of the bars in the area beforehand. Maybe he would luck out and run into her before she got to the Roxy. It would have to be luck. Marie wasn't big on relationships. She didn't believe in them. She was good with hanging out, though. He had hung out with Marie once before, and after a night of drinking and early morning scones and coffee, she was more than willing to continue hanging out with him in his tiny little SRO. Thoughts of another hangout session with Marie danced through his mind as the MAX came to a stop across the street from Target. He left his seat and exited the light rail. A homeless guy was playing a Steve Miller Band song on the guitar and not doing too bad of a job. Paul went into the convenience store there at the station and got a cup of coffee. He put some creamer in the coffee, put a lid on the cup, and grabbed some sugar packs. After paying for the coffee, he walked back outside, the sound of a Cat Stevens song drifting toward him. He walked over to the guitar player, set the coffee down beside the guitar case, and threw a couple of dollars inside the case. He smiled and nodded at the street performer and walked off toward Starbucks. Just 2 blocks to go before he could eat an egg and muffin breakfast. With a nice blonde Americano coffee, Paul could almost taste it. As he walked past the entrance to Target, a man began walking along beside him. "Got a dollar?" the man asked. Paul was startled out of his mental dining reverie. "Sorry, I only have plastic, brother." He hadn't noticed the man before. "Are you sure you don't have any cash, Mr. Magnus?" A flicker of derangement danced in the stranger's eyes. "Yeah, I'm sure," Paul said good-naturedly. He was a little uncomfortable, but the man was no more mad than some homeless that roamed the area. A knowing grin broke out on the man's face. It was somewhat creepy, and curly black hair framed his head. He reached toward Paul's head, lightning quick.